Sorry, I do love that song, but it's time for Off the Hook with Charlie Cloud on WMFO in Medford Radio. This is my first show. Kind of nervous, kind of excited. Don't know what's going to happen. But I want to start it off a little funky for you all. So hope you like this surprise tune going on right now.
Don't get wonder for a little while. Maybe he say,
that was Sing a Simple Song by Sly and the Family Stone. One of my favorites of theirs. Hard to pick a favorite, because it's all so great, being honest. Next up, we have a song that I've heard before, but never really listened to that much until very recently. Janis Joplin and Big Brother and the Holding Company. I've been very, very into Janis Joplin recently. Don't know why. Actually do know why. It's amazing, and I don't know why I've never been into it before. But anyway, this is one of the classics, Peace of My Heart, Big Brother and the Holding Company, Janis Joplin.
Hold me.
What a great song. Honestly. If I could be honest for one moment with you all. Next up, we're gonna slow it down a little bit from the first two. It was only, I can't even remember, last week maybe, the week before, I went to Somerville Theater, and I saw this band, Drug Dealer, which I had never seen before, never heard of before, and it was a fantastic show, fantastic band, fantastic songs, fantastic personality, on top of everything. Yeah, not much more to say about that. Here is one of my favorite songs from them, Madison.
Looking when she comes around, she's the kind of woman that can really get you down. And whoa, she's a stranger that they talk about when they say Madison. She's always trying to find another place to go, cruising to the music on the radio, and they'll try to understand her, but they'll never know. Madison, she's never gonna let you go. Took a plane down to Mexico, hoping you'll find a love. Oh, you're one design of love. And I've been trying to find someone just like you, Madison.
That was Madison by Drug Dealer. Great song. Nice, calm, easy, It is a Friday morning at 6 a.m. after all, so maybe that should be more of the focus of the show, I'll be honest. When I was creating the show, I really didn't have much of an idea of what I wanted to make. I called it Off the Hook, because I thought I would play lots of fresh music. Fresh music, not necessarily in time, because I listen to a lot of old stuff mostly, but fresh to me and to my relevance, and maybe to you too if you want to call and suggest a song, whatnot. Yeah. Next up, I'll give some context to why this one's on the playlist. Again, it's Somerville Theater, always ending up there. I saw the Talking Heads documentary, the Stop Making Sense. I'm sure some of you have seen that re-release. And I was so inspired by some of the classic outfits of the performance. If you've seen it, I'm sure you know which one I'm talking about. And I decided to make that my Halloween costume of David Byrne with the giant big suit. Unveiling that today. Very excited about that. So excited, in fact, that I decided to put one of my favorite Talking Heads songs on the show now. So this one here, Burning Down the House by the Talking Heads, my favorite song, off of my favorite Talking Heads album. It's debatable, you know, with the speaking in tongues and remaining, whatever. But yeah, Burning Down the House, Talking Heads, let's do it.
Cool babies,
Beautiful song, beautiful people, beautiful band. Gotta love it. Got to love it. Next up, we're gonna slow it down a little bit again. Kind of letting myself go a little bit on 6 a.m. on a Friday again. I don't know how much you guys mind, but anyway. Roberta Flack is an artist that I never really paid attention to. And in fact, I didn't even know that she was the one who wrote Killing Me Softly. I thought the Fugees did it, which is a mistake on my part. But when I did learn that, and I did learn about her, and I learned about her stuff, I came across this song, and it's honestly, might have possibly brought me to tears with just how beautiful I felt the song was. Maybe a little out of place here, I don't know, but I thought it was something worth sharing. I'm still figuring out this radio software, so I might have accidentally spoiled it already if those paying attention to the website. But anyway, up next we have Jesse by Roberta Flack.
Swallow the light on my hair and sleep unaware. Hey, Jesse, I'm lonely.
Oh my god, I might shed a tear right here in the studio. Honest to god. Beautiful song, beautiful artist. Yeah, not much more to say about it. This is a reminder that WMFO is a community radio. And every once in a while we like to share a little public service announcement with the community. You know, just for fun and whatnot. So, let me tell you a little bit about ladder safety, if you haven't heard about it. Because there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet, or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, it's not toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy, misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let yourself project. Do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I personally do not have a ladder in my dorm, nor would I need one, given its size. But I think I have fallen off a ladder in my time. And let me tell you, it's not fun. It's not great. Anyway, beyond the ladders. Again, I think it must have been last week that I was sitting in my Apple Jams club meeting here at Tufts. If you don't know about Apple Jams and their show that is today. I forgot about that too. They're hosting a show with various Tufts artists today. If you're in the campus area. Anyway, I was sitting in my Apple Jams meeting and I check my phone and I pull it off and I get a New York Times notification that tells me Rudolph Isley just died. And I'm sitting in the middle of my club meeting, like trying to. If you were in the club meeting, you might have noticed a little audible gasp in the moment, because I love the Isley Brothers, and I was distraught at the moment. But reading the New York Times obituary and whatnot, I saw that one of Rudolph's more famous lead songs that he made. Was Fight the Power Parts 1 and 2, one of my favorite Isley Brothers songs. So I thought, you know, it has to be fit as a little tribute to him and the Isley Brothers to play that song now. Great song, great band, great person. May he rest in peace. This is Fight the Power by the Isley Brothers.
Truly wasted. That don't care.
So good. So good. Rest in peace, Rudolph Isley. Rest in peace, rest in power. Yeah. I could pick a million different Isley Brothers tracks. There's just good ones to play. There's just too many. Taking this in a completely, mostly different direction, if I was kind of breaking the let's keep it a little quiet on a Friday morning rule before, this is going a little overboard with that. Nirvana next. Everybody loves, I mean, most, not, I guess not everybody, but people love Nevermind. Everybody, you know, it's one of the greatest albums of all time. I always have this problem that I can't escape it. All the Nirvana I ever listened to is off of Nevermind. I mean, for good reason, but I sometimes struggle struggle's a strong word. I don't listen to as much of the other songs, the In Utero stuff, the stuff before Bleach or whatever. But this song that's coming up next is one that I've been listening to quite a bit recently, and probably has become one of my favorite Nevermind songs not on Nevermind. Coming up next, we have Nirvana, Serve the Servants. Fantastic guitar, as always with most Nirvana songs, fantastic guitar, fantastic opening. Anyway, Nirvana, Serve the Servants.
Demons exist in upward.
Yeah, okay, that might have been a little much for how early it is. Even I was realizing that, sitting here in the studio already awake. But you know, if you weren't awake yet, I'm sure you're awake now. But to make it up to you, we're gonna slow it down one more time for the set. One of my favorite artists, as I've said this with basically everyone who's played so far, but for real, this one too. Sam Cooke. Love Sam Cooke. Sam Cooke is one of those people that, personally, I think, sounds better live, on live records, than he does on studio recordings and whatnot. He's just... when you're so talented at being a vocalist like that, I mean, it's hard not to be. So yeah, the song coming up next, another one of those tearjerker ones. Very beautiful song on a live album, Live at the Copa. I think maybe one of my favorite live albums of all time, just because of how talented this man is and how talented his crew is. I mean, I recommend definitely listening to the whole thing front to back. It's just so amazing. But anyway, this is a takeoff there. When I Fall in Love, Sam Cooke. I don't think he wrote it, but he performed it. And it was absolutely beautiful. So, again, Sam Cooke, When I Fall in Love.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned, feeling as I do. Or even maybe I'm living in the past. Oh, but when I meet the right one, I just know that I'll be true. For my first love will be my last. When I fall in love, it will be forever, yeah. Or I'll never fall in love. Oh no, I won't. In a restless world like this is, love is, it's sort of ended before it's begun. And too many moonlight kisses, they seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. But oh, when I give my heart, it's gonna be completely, oh yeah, oh yeah. Or I'll never give my heart. Oh no, I won't. And the moment I can feel, oh, that you feel that way too, yeah, that's when I'll give my heart to you.
Thank you.
I give my heart, when I give my heart.
Amazing. Amazing. As always, from the great Sam Cooke. Yeah. Next up, this was kind of a quick last-minute ad. I don't know why I thought of it, but the title, I think, really speaks to my state at the moment as I'm watching the little light in the sky kind of pop up over the trees outside. This one, the Beatles, of course. Small little known band. Don't know if you heard of them before. This one's called I'm So Tired, because that's what I am a little bit right now. But still a great song, nonetheless. So yeah, I'm So Tired. John Lennon's one of his songs, I believe. I'm So Tired, the Beatles, yeah.
I'm so tired, I haven't slept a wink. I'm so tired, my mind is on the blink. I wonder, should I get up and fix myself a drink? No, no, no. I'm so tired, I don't know what to do. So tired, my mind is set on you. I wonder, should I call you? But I know what you would do. You'd say, putting you on, but it's no joke. It's doing me harm, you know I can't sleep. I can't stop my brain, you know it's 3 weeks. I'm going insane, you know I give you everything. So upset, although I'm so tired, I'll have another cigarette and curse Sir Walter Raleigh. He was such a stupid get. You'd say, putting you on, but it's no joke. It's doing me harm, you know I can't sleep. I can't stop my brain, you know.
I am so tired, but I'm a little more awake now. Finally, now that the show's coming in, bummer really, and I'm woken up now. Anyway, if you aren't awake yet, this last song, last funky song, I think, will hopefully wake you up a little bit. My last song for the set, very sad, but I've had a great time doing my first show. I'll be back 2 weeks, I believe. I'm alternating, so 2 weeks, again, Friday, 6 a.m. Anyway, this is WMFO in Medford, Tufts Public Service Radio. Yeah, I'm Charlie Cloud. This was Off the Hook. And to end it off, we have Red Hot Chili Peppers. Give it away. Give it away. I love this song. Very catchy. Very fun. Yeah, excited to play it. And here goes. Signing off. See you later.
You're doing it. away.